A major threat to an urban riparian system in Sitka has been removed. A team of researchers conducting a longitudinal study of Cutthroat Creek this winter discovered that hydrocarbons and possibly other pollutants were contaminating the waterway and threatening both plants and aquatic organisms. The source? A pile of snow plowed from the parking lot of a nearby elementary school. The scientists, fifth graders, studying the stream during their lunch recess. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
It's the lunchtime recess at Kitgushihin Elementary School. Most of the students are on the playground enjoying what, by Alaska standards, is a pretty mild spring day.
We recorded this one last time.
But it's not all play. On the other side of the fence, on the banks of a small stream called Cutthroat Creek, these students have their rubber boots on. They're measuring, sampling, and recording everything from insect life to stream flow to water chemistry to the size of the buds on the elderberry bushes.
3¾.
The fifth grade stream team in Rebecca Himshute's class has spent every lunch recess on Tuesdays and Thursdays since the beginning of school studying the Cutthroat Creek ecosystem. Toward the end of this winter, the stream teamers observed something quite significant happening at Cutthroat Creek.
2 days ago, during our weekly visit to Cutthroat Creek, we noticed there was oil or some other pollutant in the water.
This is Sydney Kimber reading a letter she and the other stream teamers sent to Sitka's City Hall.
That's when we discovered the snow pile had been plowed next to the Cutthroat Creek, appeared to be hanging over and melting into the creek.
A pile of plowed snow melting on a stream bank or on the beach is not an unusual sight in Sitka. But as Skylar Moore explains, something about this snow pile was not right.
Well, there was a little stream that was connected to the snow pile, and it was going into our stream. So that was very suspicious.
What did it look like?
It looked like regular water, but when it got into the stream, it looked very oily.
The snowmelt did have oil in it, along with antifreeze, which the students thought smelled like Sprite, and also road salts. The stream teamers collected a sample. It was very dark gray and silty, almost black, like something you might get out of a very nasty mud puddle. Max Johnson believed action was needed to protect the creek and the life in it.
Since we noticed that the chemicals were, affecting the stream, we knew it would probably kill, wildlife. They either cutthroat and rainbow trout that live in Cutthroat Creek, or animals that drink from it, like squirrels or birds even. Yeah, so we just decided to do something about it.
The problem there at Keet is that the parking lot is designed to drain down to the stream, which is a very typical way of doing storm drain drainage.
Stephen Weatherman is Sitka's municipal engineer.
Here in Sitka, we're becoming more environmentally conscious, more environmentally in tune with what's going on. It's a salmon stream, I believe, and so it's a good idea to protect things like that. And if we can move the snow to a different location for it to melt and flow cross-country through the grasses and bushes and stuff like that, that it helped filter the oil out and the other negative materials in there. And that's a pretty standard methodology of filtering storm runoff or snow runoff and stuff like that, is having it go through a biofilter as such.
The stream team's letter landed on Weatherman's desk at 4:30 in the afternoon one day. By 7:30 a.m. the following day, the snow pile was gone. Weatherman credits Mike Webb's road crew for the speedy work. It didn't necessarily matter that the appeal came from fifth graders.
You know, the fact that they were kids was interesting and neat at the same time, and we could go ahead and respond appropriate to them. It wasn't really it didn't take a lot of extra effort on our part to deal with it, but it could just as easily have been a parent group that said, we noticed this, or another environmental group in town that said something about it, and we would have responded the same way, because again, it's something that, can be done and we can do it, and there's no reason not to do it.
Weatherman says all new storm sewer work in Sitka, like most of Alaska's urban areas, will have sump systems that collect both sediments and oil before the runoff hits the streams or ocean. Finding a new location for the Kitgushihin snow pile that naturally filters the meltwater is an intermediate step.
So how do you feel about having written a letter that got that snowbank moved so it didn't melt into your stream?
Yay! happy evening.
The stream team's success doesn't feel like a huge victory. They weren't really asking for the world, just for the city to move a pile of snow that posed a threat to a stream that they understand probably better than anybody. That, says Marnie Chapman, one of the stream team parent helpers, is the win here.
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is an interest in science through observation skills. We've really seen a change in the kids over the course of the year as they've worked on it. You know, they're more interested now than when they started, just in being out there and being observers of nature and collecting their data and seeing what's going on. And they feel a real sense of ownership and sense of stewardship towards that trail, which is just what we wanted to see.
So what do you guys think? Would you like to run a quick test on some of this water from the snowbank and see if it's any different?
Yes. Okay.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert
We're
Woolsey.
We might try the nitrate, and pH might make a difference too, and that's a quick one.